10 Mistakes to Avoid. Let's conclude by investing a few minutes discussing the 10 biggest mistakes that you will need to avoid when using the sales library. 1. Not preparing or giving the appearance of not being prepared. When you're not ready, it communicates to the attendees that you don't think the training is that important or difficult. Therefore, you're going to skate through this process. Realistically, you can probably prepare a lesson in somewhere around 30 to 45 minutes, and that includes the time listening to a 10 or 15 minute audio. 2. Not integrating the lessons into your team's everyday selling experience. In other words, not discussing the material, not making it part of the culture, not using it as part of the Air Force Reserve's nomenclature, and not referring back to relevant sessions when your team faces a real-world recruiting challenge. 3. Starting late. When you start late, it communicates something negative. You punish those who are there on time, you reward the latecomers, and you send the message that other things they do are more important than what you have to say or do. 4. Going over time. End each session exactly when you said you would. Otherwise, you're communicating that you're not going to stick to the allotted time and people will start to dread the next meeting. 5. Not following the lesson plan or following the lesson plan too tightly. Keep your meetings focused on the subject matter, but don't approach them like you're reading a lecture from a script. Try to get everyone involved in a real discussion of the material. 6. Allowing people to get by without listening to each audio lesson. The heart of this program is the audio lessons. They are a powerful way to dispense information. The audios allow your team to take advantage of another way of learning and absorbing information that doesn't require them to spend time reading, and it automatically builds their listening skills, which are essential for selling. The way the program is designed, your team won't get much out of the worksheets or discussions unless they use them to apply and build on the information in the audio lessons. Make sure your team realizes that an arrangement like, "Okay, Sergeant Jones, you listen to it this time, and Sergeant Smith, you listen to it next time," is not acceptable. Remember, the heart of the sales library is the audios. Don't let your team waste the opportunity to gain knowledge and skills they offer. 7. Rescheduling or canceling. If you decide to cancel or postpone a meeting, there should be a very good reason for doing so. Try your best to conduct the training meetings once you schedule them. 8. Not holding training meetings systematically. In other words, if you're going to have one a week, one a month, or one a quarter, that's the schedule you need to stick to. It can't be sporadic. It can't be inconsistent. Priorities are determined by actions, not what someone says. So make sure that you, in fact, have a consistent, steady training schedule. 9. Saying, "I'm not used to doing this." It makes you look weak. Another mistake is apologizing for the time it takes. Quite frankly, training could be the most valuable time that anyone ever invests, so don't apologize for the time it takes. 10. Not giving the sessions the importance they deserve. Let's talk about, perhaps, the biggest mistake you can make. It's quitting before you start to see some sort of results. The material that people learn, they absorb and apply in a gradient way. What that means is it's not a sudden change, it occurs gradually over time. And if you stop doing it, you give up on it, you say it's not important. If you quit and you stop, you've wasted all your time and all of their energy. These are mistakes that you absolutely must avoid. In summary, the sales library is a powerful training tool. Combined with the Impact Selling System, your toolkit is full of options to help make you and your team the best possible recruiting team they can be. Good luck.